then, you know, the world will look at you, and if you're a Christian and you live a godly and a righteous life, they don't think that's manly. But I'll tell you why. Because TV, and turn, if you would, to 1 Peter chapter 3. Let's look at real manliness according to the Bible. TV has brainwashed an entire generation to believe these falsehoods, especially when it comes to the roles of men and women and what it means to be manly and what it means to be feminine. You see, the way that they do this is very subtle. And a lot of people fall into the trap of thinking, you know what, TV and movies are fine as long as there's no cussing, as long as there's no nudity. And they even sell these devices that you could put on your, you know, your DVD player that'll cut out all the cussing, you know, and it'll cut out all the nudity. But what's not cut out is the subliminal messages, which are the most dangerous part of Hollywood and Madison Avenue. It's this messaging that just brainwashes you to think a certain way by always portraying strong, manly individuals as whoremongers, as fornicators, as drunkards. You know, the James Bonds of this world who are just with a different woman every single movie, every single week, every single month. And then they show the family man, they show the guy who's married and who has children as a weakling, as a wimp. And then whenever they show a religious person, he's always soft, he's always queer looking, he's always effeminate. And whenever you see a preacher on TV, it's like that preacher on Little House on the Prairie, that wimp. What was it? Reverend whatever his name is. What's his name? Alden. Reverend Alden, you know. And he's this watered down, soft, liberal preacher. And then they do a Jesus movie and Jesus is all soft and long-haired hippie and whatever. And they always portray godly people, clean living people, family people as being weak, effeminate, queer, and sissy. And then they show the sinful people, the brawlers, the drunks, the fornicators, the adulterers as being tough and manly and strong. And when you see those images your whole life, it's subtly brainwashing you, whether you know it or not, just to think that way and to get this false view of what manliness really is.